HeatingCooling.net. It is premier heating and cooling at your service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Is your garage floor looking worn out, oil stained, and or cracked? Please visit STLGarageFloors.com. SealTech can transform your garage floor, concrete porch, or patio in just one day. 21st century polymers, not epoxies. Your choice of colors, 15-year warranty. SealTech is a locally owned company. STLGarageFloors.com, 636-294-6299 for a no-obligation quote. STLGarageFloors.com.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. Well, we did it again. Remember our motto, our savings are your savings? Well, you know why we have this motto. We buy in bulk at the lowest possible price, and we pass the savings on to you. We've bought loads of GE appliances, all at huge savings. These GE appliances are at prices so low, we can't even advertise them. Purchase a GE Cafe kitchen, and we'll even throw in a GE Cafe dishwasher for free. Check out the professional look and the features of the GE Cafe line at any of our six showrooms and online at the Appliance. Discounters.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
St. Louis Closet Company is celebrating 25 organized years in business. Call St. Louis Closet Company at 314-781-9000 for a free in-home estimate and super anniversary savings.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or driveafirestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Hi, it's Frank. You know, I think when you're born, you're dealt these cards. I think, you know, some people, I didn't get any hair. All right, my hair was gone at 23. Okay, so no big deal. Some people, it just seems like their whole lives, they're just the way that the stars were lined up, that they have migraine headaches all the time, or they get bad eyes. I got a bad deal in the eye department. I got all kinds of issues, but teeth, I got dealt a good hand there. Pretty lucky with my teeth. Good, solid, strong, fairly white without having to whiten them teeth. Not everybody gets that. But I also take care of them by going to the dentist. And sometimes the problems people have with their teeth are created by themselves because they don't go to the dentist. If you're one of those people and you've put it off and put it off, knock it off. Let's end it here with Ballast Dental Care. Let's put an end to this putting off what you haven't done for what you know is far too long. It's been years since you've been to a dentist. Now, let's say you've been to a dentist. You go regularly, but you're not wild about your dentist, or your dentist died or retired or is mean or has bad breath. Ballast Dental Care. I'm inviting you to go where I've gone for over 41 years, and that's the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. You will not regret this. BallastDentalCare.com.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me, and now it's your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you haven't played in the last 60 days, you're eligible today at 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. Speaking of games, ABC announced this week that they are renewing the Sunday night fun and games block of shows. That would be your Celebrity Family Feud with Steve Harvey, your $100,000 Pyramid with Michael Strahan, and your Match Game with Alec Baldwin, which I personally find unwatchable.
I've only caught a little bit of the Pyramid, and it wasn't anything to sit around and watch for longer than...
It is the highest-rated summertime show in the Sunday 8 o'clock hour in 15 years.
The Pyramid one?
Yeah, you have to go back to Regis hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire to find something as highly rated as the $100,000 Pyramid. They've also renewed To Tell the Truth, which Anthony Anderson is hosting, and I haven't seen that yet. But if you like those shows, there's going to be more. I don't know if they're going to run during the regular year programming or if they'll save them for next summer. But just a little tidbit for you before I introduce our first guest today. Scott, welcome to the show.
Well, good afternoon, Paul.
Tell us about yourself with the unique broadcast opportunity of 42 Harris Challenge contestants. It's known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, just wishing everyone a happy weekend. Looks like it's going to rain outside. We've had enough for a while.
Okay. All right, here's how the Harris Challenge works. Scott is going to choose from some categories in a moment, and then he'll have to answer some questions. Each of those questions will have a point value assigned to them. If he gets more than 8 of the 15 possible points in his round, he will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in
Cottleville.
Also, from Peroni's Pizzeria, we'll give you a gift card. They have 2 locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
Pizza.
Yeah.
All right.
Why didn't Homer like pizza, too?
Yeah. Pizza and
donuts.
Or you may want to pick some passes for the Skyview Drive-In.
Yeah, they're our sponsor. The Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville opens 7 days a week. And if you were to go this weekend, you could see Suicide Squad, the new comic book movie from DC Comics with Will Smith and Margot Robbie. And on that same screen, you could also see the horror movie Lights Out. Or you could see the other double feature on screen 2, which is Matt Damon returning in Jason Bourne and the crew of the Enterprise taking off in Star Trek Beyond. Go to see either of those, or both of them. They're open 7 nights a week. You can go see one 3 nights, the other one 3 nights, and then figure out what to do on the other night on your own.
There you go.
All at the Skyview Drive in North Belt West in Belleville.
Mm-hmm.
And if you will get all the questions right in any category, you don't just get a choice of those prizes, you also get a bonus prize.
That's right. We call that the clean sweep, and you get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar. It's at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
Okay, so that's what you're playing for today, Scott. And what will you be playing with? Let's turn on the semi-random category computer, and we'll find out what comes spilling out. You can choose from the 3 categories, led by our first category, which is always, have you been paying attention? Category 2, the political page. Or category 3, the new NFL Hall of Famers. Which one would you like?
Well, remember, I chose this one. Let's see if I've been paying attention.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Scott. Let's play the Harris Challenge. North Korea fired a ballistic missile this week that landed in the water near what country?
Japan.
Correct. In what state has a mayor named Anthony Silva been arrested for providing alcohol to and playing strip poker with a group of teenagers? Is it Kentucky, California, or Florida?
Everything bad happens in Florida.
Usually, yeah, but this one was Stockton, California. According to the AP, which personal hygiene habit has been overhyped without proof that it does any good?
Flossing.
Correct. In the last week, federal judges have overturned laws in North Dakota, Texas, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Kansas having to do with what?
Gay marriage.
Voter ID. This week, for the first time, the 5 largest companies by market value were all tech companies. For 1 point each, name them.
Oh, it's got to be Microsoft, Apple.
Yeah, the buzzer got you before you could get the others in, which are Google and its parent Alphabet, Amazon, and Facebook. So you got 1 point each for Apple and Microsoft, 3 points for flossing, and 1 point for Japan.
No.
But unfortunately, that's only 6 points, Scott. And so, as you know, on this show, if you don't win, you get punished.
Remember, I chose this category.
Yes, you did. You did all right, but not enough to get past the punishment threshold. This week, we had primaries in Missouri, and one of the people who won his primary was Jay Ashcroft, who is going to be the Republican candidate for Secretary of State in Missouri. We don't know if we can find audio of him singing ever, but we do still have audio of his dad, John Ashcroft.
Let the eagle soar like she's never soared before.
Welcome to the Marriott Lounge.
From Rocky Coast to Golden Shore.
Don't forget to tip your waitresses, everybody.
Let the mighty eagle soar.
Oh, all right. That's enough. That's enough.
Before, singing or as attorney general? I don't
know. Wow. Should have thrown a curtain over that instead of the statues. Scott, I'm glad you played. Thanks for calling and have a great weekend. Here's our second contestant. Hi, Roger. Roger, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Go ahead and plug something.
Glad it's Friday. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah. Which category would you like? We have the political page, the new NFL Hall of Famers, or a new third category, the Summer Olympics are here.
Let's go with the Summer Olympics.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Roger. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which swimmer has been chosen as the flag bearer for the USA team at the opening ceremonies tonight?
Michael Phelps.
Correct. Which country has had a third of its athletes banned from the Olympics because of ties to a government-sanctioned doping program?
Russia.
Correct. Which athlete, who died this year, is remembered for an emotional appearance lighting the Olympic flame at the 1996 games in Atlanta?
Muhammad Ali.
Correct. Which country has hosted the most Summer Olympics, the United States, England, or France?
United States.
Correct. In what sport is first-time Olympian, 4'8" tall, 19-year-old Simone Biles a favorite to win gold?
This is the last one here?
Yeah.
And what was that again?
In what sport is first-time Olympian, 4'8" tall, 19-year-old Simone Biles a favorite to win gold?
Archery.
When you hear 4'8", you can immediately think gymnastics. Because I think at 4'9", you're off the team. But that's okay. You got 1, 2, 3, and 4. That's 10 points, Roger. And by the way, the USA has hosted the Olympics 4 times, England and France 3 times each. So for 10 points, you're a winner. Congratulations, and hang on. Dan will tell you what you get.
Thanks.
Or you can tell Dan what you want. That's how that works. And I'll bring in our third contestant. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead and plug something.
Well, I was going to plug my work, and then after I heard where the categories are, I think maybe I might not tell it because I might embarrass them. So I'll just say hello.
You want to leave your plug for the end? Is that what you're saying? You'll see how you do first?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. We've never done it that way, but we could try it. Which category do you want? We have the political page, the new NFL Hall of Famers, or our new third category, They Were First.
Either one or three. Let's do three.
Okay, They Were First. It's a multiple choice category. 60 seconds on the clock, Karen. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which state elected the first black woman to the U.S. House of Representatives? New York, Illinois, or Mississippi?
New York.
Correct. Which state elected the first Asian man to the U.S. Senate? Hawaii, California, or Arizona?
Arizona.
Hawaii. Which state elected the first Hispanic man governor? California, Texas, or New Mexico?
California.
New Mexico. Which state elected the first black woman to the U.S. Senate? Georgia, Maryland, or Illinois?
Illinois.
It is. And now you need this for the win. Which state elected the first Asian woman governor? Pennsylvania, Oregon, South Carolina?
Asian governor. Oregon.
Nikki Haley is the current governor from South Carolina. Carol Moseley Braun was the first black woman in the Senate. She was from Illinois. Hawaii had the first Asian man in the Senate, Hiram Fong. Shirley Chisholm was the first black woman in the U.S. House of Representatives from New York. And New Mexico had a Hispanic man as governor back in 1916, 100 years ago, Ezequiel Cabeza de Vaca.
Wow.
Now, let's see how you did here, Karen. You got the 1 and the 4. I guess you're not going to want to mention the name of the company, are you?
No, I won't do that to him.
All right. Well, you know, before,
good strategy.
Before you go, Karen, I do have to punish you with John Ashcroft.
Soar with healing in her wings as the land beneath her sings.
Where the heck was he singing?
I don't
only
know.
Only God, no other
whose idea was it to go to karaoke night tonight?
Let the mighty eagle soar.
Okay, all right, okay, that's enough, thank you.
That's a long note there.
Yeah.
You're going to want to go back to the beginning and start again, I think, Ian. Karen, thank you very much for playing. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, you too.
You too. Here is contestant number 4, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Why did I say you too to her just because she said you too? I already know. Said have a nice weekend, and yeah. She said you too, and then I felt I had to say you too back to her. Why would you do that?
No, you hang up first.
Why were you talking about the band, you too?
I don't know. Mike, you want to plug something?
Well, yeah, I want to plug the Upside Down Johnny Band that's playing tonight in St. Peter's.
Hey, thanks.
Where are you playing in St. Peter's, Dan?
We're playing at Salvatore's Italian Grill in St. Peter's, right off of, I guess it's at 94, South 94.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very nice of you to help him out, Mike. Now,
yeah, thanks, Mike.
We have two categories left. We have the political. Are you associated with the Upside Down Band?
No, I just enjoy watching Dan and the boys play, so I go out whenever I can.
Oh, thanks.
Dan, do we have a stalker situation? Do I need to alert security?
No, we have a promotional situation.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Okay. Alert promotion.
Yeah.
Mike, we have two categories left, the political page or the new NFL Hall of Famers. What do you want?
You know, I don't want either one, so all I need is 8 points, so let's try the... new Hall of Famers.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which former St. Louis Ram will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this weekend?
Orlando Pace.
Correct. Which team did Tony Dungy lead when he became the first African-American head coach to win a Super Bowl?
Oh, I think he was with Indianapolis.
Correct. They beat the Bears in Super Bowl 41. Brett Favre is known for his 15 years in Green Bay, but what was the last NFL team he quarterbacked?
Oh, pass.
What was the nickname of Ken Stabler, who quarterbacked the Oakland Snake. Raiders through the 70s? Snake is correct. Former L.A. Ram and Pittsburgh Steeler Kevin Green finished his career third on the all-time sack list. Who holds the top spot? Is it Bruce Smith or Reggie White?
Reggie White.
Bruce Smith has four more than Reggie White.
Okay.
Back to the Brett Favre question. 15 years in Green Bay. What was the last NFL team he quarterbacked?
Shoot, I don't know. I'm going to get hammered on this.
I want to try this one.
Okay.
Was it Minnesota?
It was the Minnesota Vikings. After Green Bay, he went to the New York Jets for a season. Then he went to Minnesota and finished up in the rival purple.
Right.
Yes.
Instead of the green and gold. So, Mike, you got the one, you got the two, you got the four, and then things fell apart. Yeah, only 7 points.
Seven.
Yep. You got to get punished as well.
This country's far too young to die.
Oh, man.
She's still.
I promise, Mike, we won't do this song.
I think you should.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Let the mighty eagle soar.
All right, that's enough of that. Have a great weekend, Mike.
Right. Hey, AM and the PM.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And enjoy the Upside Down Band tonight.
Yeah.
We move on now to our fifth category. Ross, fifth contestant. Hello, Ross.
Good afternoon, Paul.
You're going to get the fifth category as well. But first, you get the opportunity to suck up to the boss or shout out to a friend or use it for a commercial endorsement of your own. It's the five-second cheap plug opportunity. Go.
Well, how about since the Rams left, let's pull together and get an MLS team here.
I think they're working on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yawn.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm up for it.
Okay. Dan will be at the game.
Paul only likes one kind of football.
That's correct. Real football.
Okay.
Because I trust the NFL, America's most trustworthy organization.
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you see the report recently that the thing that they came out with for kids a couple of years ago, Head Up was the name of the thing, and they were spreading it to all these youth football groups all across the country, and they said, oh, this is definitely cutting down on the number of concussions. New report out this week. Nope, not true. You lied.
Wah, wah.
One category left here, Ross. The category is the political page, and we've got 60 seconds on the clock, so let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
What's the name of the Gold Star parents who've been trading comments back and forth with Donald Trump for the last week?
Con.
Correct. Okay, two-pointer. Who tweeted a picture of friendship bracelets he made for President Obama's 55th birthday yesterday?
I don't know. Pass.
Who was assigned to represent an indigent defendant by Missouri's chief public defender this week?
Governor Nixon.
Correct. Which former TV anchorwoman won the Democratic primary this week and will run for Missouri Secretary of State in November?
Robert Smith.
Correct. Which Missouri Republican gubernatorial candidate is airing an ad that spends most of its time showing him firing a massive machine gun?
Eric Greitens.
Correct. Now, let's go back to the two-pointer for the clean sweep. Who tweeted a picture of friendship bracelets he had made for President Obama's 55th birthday yesterday?
Al Sharpton.
No.
Al Sharpton.
This is about politicians, not goofballs.
Okay. Okay.
One of the bracelets said Barack, and the other one said Joe. Vice President Joe Biden.
Oh, okay. That was my next guess, but I'll take what I got.
That's okay.
Bracelets.
Yeah. Oh. And by the way, this thing about, what's the guy's name who wants... Nixon to go off and do this. Michael Barrett, who's the director of the Public Defender Commission, I think he made a great point and got a lot of attention this week, deservedly so, for the fact that we don't have enough public defenders. You know, for people who get arrested and they're charged with a crime and they don't have somebody to defend them, they don't have a lawyer, they can't afford one. Constitutionally, we should provide them with one, but Missouri is one of the worst in the country at that. So he said, well, Governor Nixon used to be a prosecutor, so he's a member of the bar, so I'm going to assign him, because I have the right to choose a lawyer to do that, I'm going to choose Nixon to do it. And Nixon now, of course, saying, oh, you don't have the authority to do that without my permission. Here's my question. Nixon is a lame duck governor. He's about to leave office. He'll be voted out in 3 months when we choose somebody else. Why not do it? Why not?
I would.
Well, yeah. Help out whoever this indigent person is who's charged with whatever crime it is. Do that. Go in there. Show yourself to be a good person.
I am not an attorney.
He'd win some points. He'd win some points, I guarantee you that.
No, he's not, you know, he's not running for re-election. He's not going to run for political office again, I don't think. Not after Ferguson. But he could win some points. You're absolutely right. He should he should go ahead and do it. Let's see how we did here on the political page. All you missed was the two-pointer, so 13 makes you a winner, Ross. Nicely done.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations,
and thanks for playing the Harris Challenge, which we do every Friday at 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTR. And worldwide via the free KTRS app. If you want to catch up with episodes of the challenge you may have missed before, go to my website and find the archives on harrisonline.com.
Meep, meep. Now we're going to check and see how the traffic's rolling along right now with Tim Weiland.
I have to tell you, I totally agree with Paul. I thought that was a brilliant move when that guy did that. I was telling my wife, I said, even if it doesn't do it, it just draws attention to the thing. And that was perfect.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, they're working with an accident on westbound Highway 64 near Highway 159 that had lane. It's off on the shoulder now, but it did have lane blockage. It's the eastbound drivers that are slowing down to take a look, and they're backed up to Highway 157. Now, you've completely thinned out on eastbound 40 downtown, crossing the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70 still slowing from about Cole Street through the depressed section. Westbound 40, it looks like we are heavy now as you approach Hampton, so things are thinning out rapidly. Hampton 44, eastbound, so again, westbound Highway 40 is slowing as you approach Hampton. That goes through McCausland. They're still working with the accident on westbound Highway 40 near Prospect that has traffic stop and go and slow pockets from Highway 94. It does look like eastbound 44. you're down to those two lanes as you make your way towards Jamison, and traffic is backed up to Shrewsbury. This traffic report is brought to you by Compassion International. Every child deserves enough. That's what you can give to a child in poverty. When you sponsor through Compassion International, find out how at compassion.com/radio. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Hewer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weesey. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show. Fox 2 meteorologist Chris Higgins.
We were running Cardinal broadcast that night, and it got green, and it got dark in a hurry.
There were not storms in the forecast that day. We all saw it happen when it hit Busch Stadium. It was really a turning moment in safety for big stadiums like that.
6:30 to 9
on the Big 550 KTRS.
If diets and diet products keep failing to flatten your belly, it may not be a diet product you need. You may need Somabiotics, the shockingly effective breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of waste from your body. Right now, you can find out for free how much flatter Somabiotics will make your belly, because they're currently giving away free trials to the public. For yours, call 1-800-600-5815. Strict limit of one per household. Somabiotics is not a diet product. It's scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to cleanse your system, flatten bloated bellies, and combat periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. If diets keep failing to flatten your belly, it may not be a diet you need. It may be Somabiotics. Call now for your free trial and see how much flatter it makes your belly. 1-800-600-5815. Hurry. Call now for details while they're still giving trials away for free. 1-800-600-5815. That's 1-800-600-5815.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to see the world more clearly through your own eyes. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Individual results may vary, so call right now, and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. 1-800-500-0698. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-500-0698. 1-800-500-0698.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 of its highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as on campus from wherever you are. Learn more by texting CLASS to 67076.
My name is Jonathan. I live in Portland, Oregon, and my major is communications. ASU has helped me with my life goals and the fact that it's giving me a platform to stand upon and provided me a firm foundation. The degree program fit wonderfully with how and what I wanted to do with my life.
Find out for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Get started today. Text CLASS to 67076. Again, that's CLASS to 67076.
I've been a spokesman for R&R Sanitation for a long time. They're a great St. Louis company, and we've had a lot of fun throughout the years. But you know what? Sanitation is a serious business, and there are developing countries all around the world that lack proper and safe and clean sanitation. R&R Sanitation is teaming up with World Portable Sanitation Day on August 15th, 2016 to bring awareness that portable restrooms provide solutions to some of the world's greatest sanitation challenges. In fact, portable restrooms all around the world save 125 million gallons of fresh water daily that can be used for growing crops and other things. R&R Sanitation is part of the solution, not only here in St. Louis, but around the world. That's why they're a St. Louis company. company, and that's why I am so very proud to be their spokesman. So if you need a porta potty, you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com.
Now is a great time to head to the forest. Sherwood's Forest, St. Louis's premier nursery and garden center on Barrett Station Road just south of Manchester. Sherwood's Forest is loaded with large shade trees, Japanese maples, evergreens, and Bracken Beauty magnolias. Any purchase of hardy trees and shrubs installed by Sherwood's Forest is guaranteed in full for 2 years. If it's planted by the retail customer, it's guaranteed for 1 full year. Right now, Sherwood's Forest is loaded with thousands of summer blooming perennials and shrubs. Choose hardy perennials like hostas, ferns, and astilbes for shade, our coneflowers and salvias for the sun. Now is the time to plant and enjoy summer bloomers like Pinky Winky, Limelight, Bombshell, and Little Lime Hydrangeas. Visit Sherwood Forest today, 2651 Barrett Station Road, a mile and a half west of I-270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry Road. Home and garden, so face, making beautiful
gardens. Come alive. First, if you're thinking about refinancing or moving, call Vincent Mortgage first. Knowing up front what you can afford opens up a world of options. Let us help you find out in as little as 8 days. Rates are still at historic lows. So if you're looking to buy a home or pay off debt, you gotta call now. 314-839-9999.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
This is Chad Bond, midfielder for St. Louis FC. We represent St. Louis. We fight for St. Louis. We fight for you. Because in a family, we fight for each other. We're all part of something bigger than ourselves. Last year, you sold out our stadium time and time again. This year, we will take that fight to the field. This is our city. This is All Flow One.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the Sacramento Republic on Saturday, August 13th at 7:30 p.m. For tickets, visit stlouisfc.com.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
The cherished musical celebration of family and tradition, Fiddler on the Roof, enchants the Muni July 30th through August 5th. Presented by Ameren. Tickets available now at Muni.org or at the Muni Box Office.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, it's Frank. When you change jobs, and I'm sure out of all the people listening, some of you right now are all excited. You got a job offer, and you're going to change jobs, and maybe somehow you're lucky enough you're going to retire, maybe even retire early, but you're going to have some questions, and they're questions you may not be able to answer or have your, you know, brother-in-law answer, like, should I cash out of this retirement plan that I had at my old job? Should I just cash it out, or do I need to roll it over to an IRA? And then do I pay tax on it, and then how much tax? And are there penalties if I wait too long, and what is that waiting period? Do I get some favorable tax treatment if I pay early? What's the growth potential of this money? You'll drive yourself insane. Might I recommend a meeting with Mark Reardon and Jason Becker with Stifel Nicolaus? Stifel Nicolaus, member SIPC and NYSE. I could say that at the end of the commercial, but I thought I'd just say it right there. All I'm asking is that you consider a complimentary meeting with Mark and Jason to take a look at what you're doing with your $25,000 or more that you have to invest. That's it. Complimentary. But you need to call them, and their number is on their website, markandjason.com.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
Yeah, we're running a few minutes behind here, but happy to have you along on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, Ian Geis here with me. And this portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Proud sponsors of this gentleman who joins us from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans. How are you today, Mike?
Good. Ready to go?
Ready to go.
Awkward question. Have you ever been to New York City?
Yeah.
No.
Somebody's not been to New York?
No, I haven't.
Really?
I have not.
You're kidding.
No. Uh-uh. My daughter's been twice. She loves it.
Wow. So, Lil Pauly Harris has been there?
Yes.
So, Lil Pauly Harris.
Yes.
Did you ride the subways?
Yes.
Okay, your pop quiz question. There are 468 subway station stops.
I knew that.
In the Guinness Book of World Record, they just set a new record, the shortest time to hit all 468 stations.
Oh,
one guy did
man.
It. How long did it take him, using the regular schedule, to hit all 468 five borough stations?
Wow.
9 hours, 14 hours, 18 hours, or 21 hours? Answer me. You don't watch the Olympics today, huh?
No.
Why?
Because I don't care.
No. I'm not. Our band's playing tonight.
I don't go for pomp and pageantry, and that's what the opening ceremonies are about. And then all the rest of the games are sports. I would never watch those when it wasn't the Olympics. Why would I watch it when it is the Olympics?
I won't be playing. I won't be watching the Olympics tonight, Mike, because my band, the Southside Johnny Band, is playing
all
in
right,
St. Peter's
plugs for your band.
At Salvatore's Italian Grill. Starting
but
at 8:30.
If you were playing, you're going to watch any. When you're not playing, you're going to watch any of the Olympics.
No.
Like real men do.
Are you?
No.
Are you going to be glued to your TV for the next 2 weeks, Mike?
I will when I'm have time and it's on. I'll watch it.
I'll watch the highlights the next day. There'll be social media will tell me what happened.
So what are you doing? It's more interesting than that.
I'm living
watching the soap opera, watching General
yes,
Hospital.
That's exactly what
living
I'm doing.
Living life.
I'm
no,
you caught
that.
Me. That's exactly
not
right. Yeah.
That. At all.
Yeah.
Movie review, Suicide Squad.
Yeah, what do you think?
It?
No, I didn't.
It'll be the number one movie this week, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Solid effects, funny in spots, but I was expecting more. And Will Smith, to me, is always just so-so.
Hmm.
I never forget that, there's Will Smith. He's acting in a movie.
Hmm.
Rather than Daniel Day-Lewis or Denzel Washington or Tom Hanks, you know, where they actually become the character and you forget you're watching the actor. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he was really good last year in Concussion playing that Dr. Bennett O'Malu, and he really became that character. But
I thought that was pretty good.
In most of the action movies, I agree with you.
Yeah. And sci-fi movies, you never forget it.
Yep.
Still worth seeing. Saturday date night or our family outing, surprisingly, it's rated PG-13, not R. 2 hours long, 2.5 stars.
Okay.
Great quote. Daniel Craig says, quote, "I would rather break a glass and slit my wrist than do another 007 movie." End quote.
Yeah.
Which makes it kind of even, because I'd rather break a glass and slit my wrist than see Craig do another 007. That's the way I feel.
Yeah.
Odds and ends. Bill Clinton has asked the media that if Hillary is elected, that he be called the first laddie.
First laddie?
Okay. That's not happening.
First laddie.
Yeah.
What?
You know, like lady, laddie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
sound
weird.
Like a dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, no kidding.
Come here, laddie.
Yeah.
I'll be right there. Just a minute. I gotta take this condom off. Speaking of Bill Clinton, longtime friends from Arkansas say that it's true that Bill Clinton, what he did say at the DNC about asking Hillary to marry him three times before she said yes. But they said, well, yeah, but there was a couple of reasons that she kept saying no. One is that he was still sleeping with other women. Other women don't like it when you're sleeping around when you ask them to get married.
Huh.
And some people believe that she didn't know if she wanted to marry a man. You know, there is that.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, she wears pantsuits.
She does. Now, that's not to say that women that wear pantsuits.
No. No.
Date in history, August 5th, 1957. A local television show in Philadelphia becomes a national television show.
Bandstand.
Very good. You guys were better than all my old 40 stations. I finished and went, what?
Really?
And who
wrote? You guys jumped right in there. You knew it straight away.
And who wrote that song, Mike?
Barely Man Enough.
That's correct.
That's right. Yeah, Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
I knew that. Along when he was even that was and it sounds like a lot of the commercials that he wrote.
Yeah.
The McDonald's.
Yeah.
You deserve a break today.
I used to like that little medley he used to do.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought it was fabulous.
Of all the stuff that he did, all those jingles.
Very good.
Yeah.
On this date, 1914, the first traffic light was put up. First traffic light.
Whoa.
Any guess what city it was in?
Chicago.
Oh, man. I'll say New York.
Yeah, I'll say New York as well.
So on the corner of Euclid and 105th Street in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, wow.
Close.
On this date, 1962, Marilyn Monroe was found dead.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Sad. Let's go to the pop quiz question. Take care, Bobby.
I guess I'm the only one answering this because these guys haven't been to the Big Apple.
We could,
guess.
Multiple choice.
We can make a best guesstimate.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll guess.
Multiple choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See the, you know. Pop quiz question. 468 subway stations. What's the fastest that any person has ever hit all 468 stations? 9 hour, 14 hour, 18 hour, 21 hour.
Oh. I'll go 18.
I'll go 14.
14.
21 hours, 49 minutes, 35 seconds.
Whoa.
Well, that wasn't
right.
A choice.
None of the three you got it right, 21. But I still love you, especially little Polly Harris. Here's Dawn and Friday. Friday, Monday, we're going to play Friday. Have a great weekend, everybody. And remember, Lili Yokalani, Lani Anioli, Kayla Ku, and a cock and a aw, and hui hui ho.
Anana Kuli, Makawani, Anna Ona, Nana Lula, Hawaii.
That's Mike Evans, and we move right into Knuckleheads in the News, brought to you by the Cleed Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or the STL Taxi app. Spanning the globe for stories whacking up to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Destin, Florida, where a woman's accused of stealing a car and driving it into a lake at the Indian Bayou Golf and Country Club. The sheriff's office responded to a call of a vehicle in the middle of the golf course lake, 8:30 Monday morning. The Dodge Dart belongs to a guy named Sam Farrell, who is believed to be staying at a hotel with Elizabeth Sims for, quote, work reasons, unquote. Farrell said he fell asleep the night before while Sims was drinking in the hotel room. Another person at the hotel went outside and noticed that Farrell's car was missing. Later woken up by Sims, who was wet and crying. She said Sims told her she'd taken Farrell's car and almost died because she ended up in that lake. Now she's charged with grand theft and all sorts of other stuff. But here's my favorite line from the story. Deputies said that when Sims was placed under arrest, her purse was soaking wet. No more calls. We have a winner. Story number two from Mayetta, Kansas. Ted Purdy left his house, drove a lawnmower to his son's house. While he was there, he had five beers, did a couple of shots. Then on the way home, a cop car pulled up next to him. According to Purdy, quote, the cop rolled down the window and said, hey, is that a beer on your mower? And I said, yeah, it's okay. It's unopened. And he goes, well, have you been drinking? At that point, Purdy didn't give him an answer, so the cop gave him a breathalyzer test, and he blew a .18. That's more than twice the legal limit for operating a motor vehicle. But Purdy says, hold on a second. I tried to argue the fact that, hey, you don't need insurance on the lawnmower. It doesn't need to be tagged. It doesn't require taillights. It doesn't require anything. How can this be considered a motor vehicle? Well, according to Kansas statute, a vehicle is every device in which any person or property is or may be transported or drawn upon a highway, except for those electric personal assistive mobility devices, in other words, the scooters. Lawnmower included under motor vehicle. He gets his license back next January, but he's going to have to put an ignition interlock device on it. Story number three, Wayne, West Virginia. A Walmart employee said a car that drove toward her in the parking lot before colliding with the building had an unlicensed driver, a dog. The witness said she was standing in front of the Walmart and noticed a car pulling out of a parking space, slowly rolling towards her. Thought the driver might be somebody she knew pulling a prank. She got out of the way of the vehicle when she saw who was sitting in the driver's seat, a dog. The car crashed into the store at a slow speed and came to a rest. But here's my favorite part of the story. That's when the witness says a second dog in the passenger seat of the car rolled down the window. No charges filed, no real damage. Now we finish in Deltona, Florida, where a woman tried to Snapchat a video of herself holding a gun. Well, let's just say it didn't go well. Her name's Regina Powell. Police say she was foolishly playing with her .40 caliber semi-automatic handgun, trying to make a Snapchat video when it went off. The bullet, fortunately, only hit her thumb and her finger, but destroyed the cell phone. Police are still looking for the gun, which the woman's aunt tossed out of the car window when she drove her to the hospital. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Colin and Tim and all of us who work on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
All right, it's time for a final check on traffic. Have a good weekend there, Tim Weiland.
Hey, thanks, Dan. You guys all have a good weekend, too. And we had an accident, a multi-vehicle accident on southbound 270 just before Doherty Ferry. They have moved it off to the right shoulder, but I do see traffic is slow right from Manchester. Now, most of the traffic is thinned out pretty well. If you're coming in on eastbound Highway 44, though, you are slowing from Laclede Station through Jamison, where they've got it down to two lanes. Eastbound 40 drivers coming in for the baseball game. You're still heavy 141 through Mason, and then midway between Clayton Warson and McKnight going through Big Bend is running slow. And you're a bit heavy coming over the Poplar Street Bridge from Illinois, and that's due to that 55 exit lane. You're down to one lane there. This traffic report brought to you by St. Anthony's Medical Center. For over 140 years, St. Anthony's Medical Center has been committed to delivering care that's focused on the needs of your family. St. Anthony's Medical Center, caring for generations. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95. It's coming soon. The Nestle Purina Radiothon to support the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. All day Thursday, August 18th on KTRS. Listen for details.
Try the delicious new Subway Chicken Caesar Melt with rotisserie-style chicken raised without antibiotics. Creamy Caesar sauce and melted provolone. For a limited time only at Subway.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ballwood, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Fox 2 News in the morning, St. Louis's most watched morning news, with more reporters on the street covering your neighborhood. Fox 2 News in the morning, coverage you can count on. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
We've shown you the video, someone caught in the act lighting this place on fire. Tonight, police want you to look again. Pay attention to the details. How he looks, what he's wearing, how he walks. Get him caught.
This weekend marks the two-year anniversary of the Michael Brown shooting. The events plan to bring the community together.
A surprise endorsement for Missouri governor, where the Missouri Farm Bureau is putting its support.
The Cardinals are hoping baseball fans will be the match and become bone marrow donors. I'll tell you how you can help.
But first, a new at 6, a St. Louis building owner pleads for help after the release of some stunning surveillance video of somebody setting her building on